Race to the Tree. 1. I was 13, and it was night, and without even knowing it, I had successfully evaded the Amherst police for 4-5 hours. It was night, and without having committed any crimes, I was pursued, looked into by the Amherst police. Well, perhaps I trespassed, scrambled up a tree past mine in its bedtime. Stoic and oak, it once served with dignity as safety. It stood so close to my family's apartment, it was pathetic the police couldn't find me. So close, the oak seemed to be ours. But it wasn't. Every oak and pine and birch in the complex belonged to the landlord, whether or not he'd climbed each one himself. I had scaled to this old safe tree with my running shoes, planning to run away. If not far away enough, then for long away enough that my parents would start to miss me. I was 13, and it was night, and all night I stared at the moon from my tree, willing myself to think not of them, but of how it would taste to kiss, to be kissed. O moon, for a long time, for the first time, to be KISSING in this or any tree. 2. I wanted to kiss a boy on the throat, not the soft, smooth neck, but the protruding, tough core of a boy's throat, the part named after the very first boy and the stupid fruit his girlfriend made him eat. His girlfriend's ugly, I thought in my tree. I'd be much better for him. By dawn, I was still 13 and kissless, but it made it, using my spy and JV track skills, 8 blocks away, without being detected, to the university, the glass and concrete country where my parents put on their best American accents and smiles to earn degrees the equivalents of which they'd already earned in China. I was 13 and wouldn't have said it so succinctly, but I knew something about the sadness of the facts. Oh, moon, hungry moon, unkissed and silent, I would kiss you. In that moment, though, I decided to spit and kick at the gray concrete, recalling mom and dad's idiot faces yelling at me. I was 13, and it was morning, and the concrete deserved my punishment and my climbing it like a tree and my installing myself as the landlord here and everywhere and everyone should see. It was morning, and my eyes hurt in the growing light. And then, as the sun poured its useless gold on all the solid gray, as I was about to reach the top of the slanted edge of a wall, for the first time my speedy, stealthy sneakers failed me, and I slipped. 3. Ankle twisted and whimpering, I limped back home. My mother rushed out and greeted me with pale-faced silence, and then a command to get in the car. As she drove me back to campus, this time to the student clinic, she told me that she had called and called the police, who had told her it'll be all right, we'll find him, though they couldn't, hadn't, maybe didn't even bother to try. I watched my mother's fingers on the steering wheel. An hour later, I boarded the bus to school on crutches. At school, I told the boy I liked, the boy with the best mile times on the team, that I was just getting some extra practice and wasn't careful, and guess now I'll never be as good as you this season. He looked at me for a moment, looked away. I didn't tell him I spent all night in a tree because my mother slapped me after I told her I might be gay. I didn't tell him that I hit her back, that my father tried holding us apart like the universe's saddest referee. I didn't show the boy the bruise. I didn't show the doctor. I said, good luck at the race today. Then closed my eyes, thought of night, of the moon bobbing through it like an Adam's apple plucked out, bobbing through a dark absence of throat. Oh, silent and unkissed, that's how I wanted you to suffer too, boy who wouldn't look at me. Seeing you run so beautifully on the track that afternoon, I wanted you to suffocate, breath starved from all the miles you'd run away from me.